Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, Thursday, August the 20th, 2026. 8:20:26, 18 minutes past the hour, and we're off and running another day here on the morning show on WGH Talk Radio. Well, the first thing I want to say is the traffic is terrible. Most of the schools are back in now, and I was in Vernon Heights Boulevard yesterday about 3:30, and the traffic was backed up down the side roads because of the schools letting out. The construction on Route 95, it is a mess in the morning and in the evening. So hopefully the construction that is limiting a portion of Route 95 down to one lane gets fixed very, very soon. And of course, we've got another rainy day here, another rainy day in August this morning, although it says it's 79 degrees right now. That doesn't seem right that it's 79, but maybe it is. It is August. Anything can happen. 79 and mostly cloudy skies. Maybe that needs to be updated. Let's take a look here. Well, we'll check on that later on as the morning goes along. Because obviously the big news yesterday, we've been talking about it for, 7 or 8 days here now. Would the mayor veto the flock legislation? Would the mayor, Bill Collins, veto the flock legislation that passed city council about a week and a half ago, prohibiting the use of flock cameras in the city of Marion? And we all found out the answer yesterday morning, about 10:30, 11 a.m. And this was the reason given. It's not a big note. I'll read it. It's only one paragraph. It's dated August 19th, 2026. It says, "Dear Clerk, with this notification, you will find attached ordinance," the ordinance for flock cameras here in Marion, "pursuant to the authority granted to me by Marion City Code Section 111.06, Rule 60, I have exercised my right to veto Ordinance 2026-073. Therefore, I have returned it with this, my objection." Now, here is the reason Mayor Collins is giving for vetoing the flock camera legislation. "It is not in the best interest of and would negatively impact the safety and welfare of the citizens and law enforcement of Marion, Ohio." Let me read that line again. It's not in the best interest of and would negatively impact the safety and welfare of the citizens and law enforcement of Marion, Ohio. Respectfully, welcome Collins, Mayor of the City of Marion. So, that's the veto. The veto has happened, so where do we go from here? City Council could overturn this veto if they get 6 votes to overturn it. That's where we are now. Now, this is being talked about a lot on social media. We've talked about a lot of social media's part in this whole flock camera discussion. We will continue to talk about it. But first thing we're going to do this morning, I had a chance yesterday afternoon after I found out that the legislation had been vetoed to chat with our sheriff, Matt Bales, who was instrumental in bringing the flock cameras to Marion. So let's start this morning with the interview I taped yesterday with Sheriff Matt Bales. This is Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio. And as many of you know, recently during a city council meeting, city council with a 5-4 vote voted to remove all flock cameras from the city of Marion. And as of Wednesday, we learned that Mayor Bill Collins has vetoed that legislation, giving the following reason. "This is not in the best interest and would negatively impact the safety and welfare of the citizens and law enforcement of Marion, Ohio." What happens from here, we'll all find out on Monday night during the City Council meeting, 6:30, second floor of City Hall. But we're so glad today to be joined by the Sheriff of Marion County, Matt Bales. Sheriff Bales, how are you?
Good, Scott. How you doing?
Doing well. What do you make of the mayor's veto?
Well, I think the mayor was calling on his conscience. He's calling on the 38 years of law enforcement experience he has in the city of Marion. He sees flock cameras for what they are, and that's a tool to help us not only solve crimes here in the county, but to deter them as well.
Sheriff, we have not had a chance to talk on the air since the 5-4 vote to pass the ordinance that would prohibit flock cameras in the city of Marion. Last time we talked, you said you did not think council had the votes. What did you make of the vote a couple weeks ago, and why do you think it happened that way?
I was very surprised by it, to be honest with you. One of the people that has been in Flock's corner the entire time switched his vote suddenly during the meeting, and it caused it to go the other way.
Have you had any conversation with the mayor in regard to the cameras since that legislation was passed?
Yes, we did have a conversation last Friday.
Did you feel at that point that he was going to veto this legislation?
He was leaning strongly in that direction. We spoke about it, and you know, one thing that he said during our meeting was, you know, if he wouldn't veto this, and something happened 2 months from now where a kid was taken, or you know, somebody was murdered or something like that, and Flock could have either found the child safely or got the suspect in custody, he doesn't know if he could live with himself after that with that knowledge. And I agree with him on it.
You know, it's very interesting. He is a former police chief in the city of Marion, also a former deputy sheriff with you as the sheriff. He was in a very unique position here, and a lot of people said there was no way that he was not going to veto this. Did you feel that from the outset, or did you think there was a chance that he would let this go by?
I thought that there was a chance, but once again, he's been in law enforcement longer than I have, up until he recently retired to become mayor. When you look at the whole of the situation, you know, you had him with 38 years experience, myself with 36 years experience, Chief McDonald with 32 years experience. We met last Friday, all three of us plus Ray Grogan from the prosecutor's office, and all four of us are in favor of Flock. We've seen what it can do. We've seen the cases that it's solved for us, the people that it quite literally has saved. And, you know, I think that the public in general, I think, supports our decision in this. I think that if you talk to the ordinary citizen on the street, which I have been doing for the past week, they're overwhelmingly in favor of Flock. I think you have a lot of the people that you hear at City Council, you see on Facebook, it's the same people over and over that you see posting on these websites, anti-Flock people, and I think that they're just misguided. I think that they believe what they read on the internet about Flock cameras. And one thing I wanted to say, Scott, is one thing that really disturbed me about the vote 2 weeks ago was Mr. Daniels got up before the vote, and he asked the councilman, how many of you have been downstairs to look at the Flock system? Chief McDonald has offered numerous times for them to go downstairs and learn about it, learn what it can do, what it can't do. I think there was, one councilman that raised their hand when he asked them that question, and yet, you know, they're voting to outlaw this when they don't even go look at it. I think there's a problem there.
Well, and, yeah.
You know, I think they're believing what they read on the internet, and they don't want to, they wouldn't go down and look at it firsthand, and I think that's a problem.
Well, and I think that brings us to the vote. As you said, there was somebody who was very vocal. I think we all know that it's Councilman-at-Large Dan Clark, who was very vocal in favor of law enforcement and in favor of the Flock system. I don't think anybody thought that he was going to vote to remove them. He did. And his reasoning, which I believe he was quoted in the Marion Star, I'll paraphrase, was that he got something like 200-plus emails and calls, and over 90% of those were in favor of getting rid of Flock. And that's why he changed his vote. So why do you think that the minority, in your opinion, is so vocal and the majority is not vocal at this point?
Well, I think if you look at some of these Facebook pages, if somebody that is pro-Flock gets on there and says something pro-Flock, they are jumped on like a bunch of rabid dogs by people. They call them bootlickers, they do sheep emojis, and they ridicule them for having a pro-Flock stance, and I just think people don't want to put up with that.
Well, and here we are today. We're taping this on Wednesday afternoon. This will air on Thursday morning. But since this was announced, the veto was announced just about 4 hours ago, I have seen memes of the mayor as a king. I have heard that there are going to be protests at City Hall this Saturday. I have heard that people are calling for people to show up next Monday night during the city council meeting to get this veto overturned, people urging people to call their councilman. And this is just 4 hours in to this veto. What do you make of this?
Well, I'd have to see who it is that's saying these things, Scott. I haven't seen any of the things that you're talking about, so I really can't give an opinion on it.
Do you think there will be a big turnout at these rallies and maybe a big turnout at Monday night city council meeting?
I think there might be a big turnout at the city council meeting. I don't know about the rallies. Like I said, I haven't seen who's posted it. I haven't seen what's been said or anything.
There is a chance that the mayor's veto could be overturned. You would need 6 votes to do that. Do you think there is a possibility of that? We're missing a 6th ward council person at this point. So here we are with the council people we've got, 8. Do you think there's a chance this could be overturned?
It's hard for me to say. I don't think it will be. If you just look at the vote on the ordinance to begin with, they only had 5 votes. I don't think they're going to pick up a vote. I think they might actually lose a vote when it comes to overturning the veto, but you never know.
Have you talked to any of the council people about the way they voted?
I did talk with Danny Clark a little bit last week, and he told me the same thing that was put in the paper. I didn't really talk to him at length about it. I didn't ask him what he was going to vote if it was vetoed. I didn't approach anything like that with him.
Well, and I think that's something people should be aware of, that voting to get rid of Flock cameras is different than voting to overturn a veto. These are 2 separate things, so you are right that there could be votes lost. It's 2 separate issues, really, here, even though it is the same subject matter.
Right.
Sheriff, what can you say to council, because I'm sure they're going to be inundated with emails and Facebook posts and things of that nature, as we've talked about. What can you say to them in regard to keeping these cameras and not overturning the veto?
What I would say to them was what I just talked about. Go down and look at the Flock system yourself. Don't rely on the stuff that you see on the internet, because probably 75% of that stuff that you see on the internet either is not true or does not apply to our cameras. Look at the success stories we've had. We've found a missing kidnap victim in Indiana. We found missing runaway kids in Kentucky. We found an Alzheimer's patient along Lake Erie. We had people shooting at police officers on North Grand Avenue. We found those people because of Flock. The success stories of Flock are one after another. And, it'd be very disappointing if they would overturn the veto at this point. I want them to educate themselves on what our system does. And another thing I stress, there's been police officers around the country that have abused the system. I'm not going to deny that. They're also out of jobs right now, and we've had 0 here in Marion County that have done anything like that.
You know, Sheriff, it's very interesting. There's been a national debate going on in regard to Flock cameras as of late. And then we learned this week that up in Wyandotte County in Upper Sandusky, the sheriff has decided to remove the Flock cameras there. Does that hurt things in making the case for Flock, in your opinion?
I don't think so. That's Sheriff Fry's decision to do that. I know that he was funding those through a bunch of companies up there. And I don't know what his reasoning is for taking them out. You'd have to talk with him about that.
Well, and we did contact Sheriff Fry, and he said he did not want to get in on any debate so as not to affect any, what any other county is doing. But I think that's what you said is also important, that this might not be because of misuse of flock or whatever claims have been made. This may be a funding issue. We really don't know at this point.
That's correct.
Yeah. Sheriff, do you plan to be at City Council's meeting on Monday?
Have not decided yet, Scott. I will talk with some people and make my decision later.
It's bound to be an interesting meeting. A lot of people have said, prior to the mayor making his veto, that if he did this, this could be political suicide, more or less. I believe a councilman, I don't know if he used the term political suicide, but he more or less said, if the mayor were to veto this, that this could seriously hurt his chance for re-election. And as I went through the comment section in the last 4 hours on our page, a lot of people very unhappy. Again, could be the same people. But do you think this could be a bad political move for the mayor?
There comes a time, Scott, when you have to look at things and do what's right, no matter what the consequences are. Whenever I took my job, I always told myself I was going to do what's right. I'm not going to do anything just to gain votes or not to lose votes. I'm going to do what's right for the people of Marion County, because that's the job that I have here, is to protect the people of Marion County. And the mayor is in the same situation. He has to look after the people of the city of Marion. And there's going to be times when whatever you do, it's not going to be popular with some people. I don't care what it is that you do. There's some people out there, you give them $1 million and they're going to complain you didn't give them $2 million. I think he used his heart in this decision. I think that, and like I said before, when I spoke with him last Friday, he looked at the situation like if a kid gets kidnapped 2 months from now and we could have saved him with flock and I didn't veto this, how can I live with myself?
Wanted to get a few questions in here in the remaining few minutes we have here. The funds on these, you mentioned during the panel discussion a few weeks ago that this would most likely be the last year for flock in any event because of funding. Is there any way that the county could fund these cameras, maybe just for the county, I don't know, maybe encompass the city as well, without grants? Is there any way it could be done?
I don't think so, Scott. It's... The county is starting to run into their own money problems. I don't think it's to the level of the city, but we're not flush with money, and flock is expensive. It's not something I don't think it's something we could afford to do on our own. We've had a partnership with the city on this grant for 3 years. And that's one thing I wanted to do whenever I came into office, is I wanted to work with the city. I wanted to work with other elected officials to solve the problems here in Marion County. I think we've done that up till now. But there comes a point where the funds just aren't there to do some things. And I wish the money was there, but I don't believe it's going to be.
You know, one of our councilmen, Thaddeus Smith, who really started this conversation this time around with flock cameras, released a statement after flock was prohibited in the city of Marion when that legislation was passed, and he likened the flock system and using the flock system to communist China. When you hear a councilman, a sitting councilman of your own party, Republican Party, say something like that to the public, what do you think?
I think that he's reading the internet too much, Scott. This is not communist China. The flock system, it takes a picture of a vehicle as it goes past a stationary spot. It doesn't follow you wherever you go. it's not going to tell us whenever you pass it that you're going to Kroger's or you're going to the doctor's office. It just says at this point in time you passed this spot. And it doesn't even tell us whose car it is when it passes that spot. It just gives a license plate number. To say something like that is ridiculous in my mind. It's not communist China. I've never even heard him give a reason why he doesn't want Flock, him or Rollins. I haven't heard either one of them say why they don't want to have Flock here in Marion County. I've just heard them come up with this ordinance and say they want rid of it.
Maybe we'll hear on Monday at this particular point. When it all comes down to the end here, what is the best case scenario? Is there any middle ground? I mean, council has not brought up legislation to veto. Could there be a meeting with somebody like Councilman Rollins, Councilman Smith, before Monday night's council meeting to say, okay, we'll do this if you decide to do this? Is the middle ground gone at this point because of the way the votes have went?
I'm always willing to meet. They haven't asked me to meet. They haven't asked Chief McDonald to meet. They haven't had any communication with me whatsoever over this. They haven't reached out at all. I know Flock came out with new things that they've done with the system here a couple days ago. I got an email about it where the retention schedule is down to 7 days. They have built-in safeguards in it now, so if somebody is making abnormal searches, like they're searching the same license plate 10 times, that it will actually lock them out of the system and report them to the administrator. They've done things to try to satisfy people in the public that are unhappy with it. But as far as the council is concerned, I have had no conversation with them outside of saying a few words with Danny Clark the other night. They haven't approached me at all about any kind of middle ground or about any kind of deal they'd like to make with this. And I'm open to it. All they have to do is, I mean, they all have my phone number. All they have to do is call me.
Well, we have a few days. Maybe it'll happen. One final question, Sheriff Bales, just to clear something up. Because last time we spoke, Rob Smith, one of the councilmen, had read an ordinance that the sheriff would have the ability not to remove the cameras if city council voted to remove the cameras. The law director said, yes, the city would have the right to remove the cameras. When I talked to you, you said that, yes, the law director was right, that the cameras could be removed if city council voted, but there would be a cost of about $600 a camera to remove them. And then I believe Chief McDonald, I hope I have this right, in the paper said something about that you were not going to remove them. If city council decides to overturn this veto, would the cameras be removed from the city of Marion, and would there be a cost involved?
I'm sure there'd be a cost involved, Scott. As far as removing them from the city, that's something we're going to have to find out.
But would you do it if the veto was overturned?
That's something I'll think about.
So at this point, it's a little different than before?
I'd say yeah.
Okay. Well, what changed your mind?
Talking with people. I had a meeting today with a bunch of other sheriffs who were going through the same thing, and we discussed some things about what the legalities are, what our options would be. At this point, all I can say is let's just see what happens at City Council on Monday.
Let's see what happens at City Council. But just to be clear, there is a possibility that if they do decide to overturn this, which not saying they will, the veto, that they may not be removed anyway at this point. Is that correct?
I would just say let's see what happens Monday.
Let's see what happens Monday. Sheriff Bales, I always appreciate you being available and media friendly. That's always important because I think the public does want to hear what you have to say.
Well, thank you for having me on, Scott.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Sheriff Matt Bales, Sheriff of Marion County, and I guess we're all going to see what happens Monday at City Council, second floor, City Hall, 6:30. It's going to be quite a meeting. But the news today, we're taping this on Wednesday, Mayor Bill Collins vetoes council's legislation to move Flock cameras in the city of Marion. Stay tuned. All right, and that was the interview I taped yesterday with Sheriff Matt Bales on the mayor's veto of the Flock camera legislation in Marion. The legislation would have prohibited the use of Flock cameras in Marion City. The mayor vetoes that yesterday, and I think the sheriff said a lot of very interesting things there that would give people a lot of pause as we go into possibly a vote Monday to overturn a veto. Well, phone lines are open here. 42 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944, and our temperature updated here. 67 degrees, light rain in the Marion area. That sounds a little better than 79 degrees. But if there's something you'd like to say in regard to the interview we just conducted or the mayor's veto, we haven't had a chance to talk about that. We've got a few minutes here before the top of the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call here this morning. But a lot of stuff there in that particular interview. The sheriff seems to feel, well, we'll take the phone call here and then we'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. Good interview.
Thank you.
On his comment about the council hasn't, only one person from council has taken up the chief on the offer and that they are voting against the system based on lack of information or insufficient information. The one person who raised his hand was one of the people who's voting to get rid of him. That was Thad. Let's remind him that there's also, four other council people who voted for the flock to stay, and they've not been down. They are just trusting. I would encourage everybody, whether it's flock cameras or whatever the issue is, to, I mean, seek out information. Don't just, I mean, in all honesty, you're in totality, you're just trusting the person that potentially would be the breakdown of the system. So, I mean, look out outside your system. And so, you know, he keeps going on to this that the council isn't really, you know, looking into it and they're voting against it. Well, let's remember there's two sides to that coin. You made the comment that there's a lot of posts coming out against the mayor and, you know, voting him out and this, that, and the other. And you asked the sheriff's opinion on those, and he said, I don't know, I would have to see who said what. I'm paraphrasing. I would remind him that the truth doesn't matter whose mouth it comes out of. I mean, that's for all of us. You know, I may not like you, I may not like your points or whatever, but who you are has nothing to do with whatever you just said is the truth or not, or whatever you commented or whatever you posted. So looking to see who said it has nothing to do with whether something was a true statement or not. He made the comment that Thad, in his interview, was like, made the opinion that this isn't communist China, and, you know, where does he get that? That's just totally ridiculous. I'd remind him that his president is constantly telling everybody every day that the Democrats and the people on the left and are trying to turn us into the communist country, and we're you know, without him, we already got communism and this, that, and the other. So I guess it's not such a thing that's far out of left field, is it?
Well, just to be fair, I think the sheriff was talking about the flock camera issue.
As I'm saying, though, but he generally, I mean, I guess where I'm going with this is nobody gives any, I mean, he just makes it out that the council person, Thad Smith, is, like, just must be some kind of a nut. Just must be, I don't know where, that's just ridiculous that he would even make a statement that, you know, this flock stuff is, you know, even close to anything communist. I'm saying, on any given day, we have politicians all over the country today. We have midterms coming up, and on the Republican side, the Republicans are constantly saying whatever issues being discussed at that moment, you know, as you said, I think he was speaking about Flock. They are being interviewed, and they are being interviewed on some issue, and their constant response is, if it's something about the liberals or the left, that, oh my gosh, it's just, you know, they're trying to turn this country into communism, or it was already on its way to communism if it wasn't for our fearless leader coming in. I mean, that's the point I'm trying to make, and on top of that, that's a Republican. He's not a liberal.
No, and the sheriff might have that same opinion. I don't know. When it comes to elections, I think we're talking about two separate issues here. I don't think Thad was talking about elections. I think he was comparing Flock cameras to communist China, and that was the sheriff's response to that. Now, maybe elections, maybe they feel differently. I don't know.
Right. I get what you're saying, and as we go, you and I beat these horses off, and the point I'm trying to make is, the sheriff is acting like, in my opinion, in his comments, that Thad Smith making the comment that Flock cameras and tracking and surveillance and the issue of surveillance, in Thad's opinion, is leading to or could lead to communism. That's what Thad was opining about. And the sheriff is making it out that, for him to even consider that, in his opinion, that's kind of crazy. And I'm just reminding everybody listening that the Republicans every day put it out there that anything against what they want must be some kind of communist thing. It's in the, and I get it, they're different issues. I get what you're saying. It's a strategy. And as I'm saying, Thad Smith is a Republican. Aaron Rollins is a Republican. They're not Democrats. This isn't Ayers Ratliff up there shaking the tree. This isn't Jason Schauber in there shaking the tree. I mean, I disagree with the sheriff on, you know, I don't know that Aaron Rollins has got into his beliefs about the Flock system in depth, but I think he's expressed his opinions on things and why he wants rid of them. I think Thad Smith expressed his. I think Nathan Stevenson has expressed his. I commend Pam Larkin for admitting and putting out there that, you know, she and putting on her page that she wanted to hear from her constituents. And then she's admitted, wow, I really, it surprised me. It surprised me of what they were saying and how they really felt. I think it lends to this argument that sometimes politicians think they have the ear of the people and think they know the will of the people, and up until the people actually speak up and show up, wow, we were wrong. And I commend Pam Larkin for that. I commend Dan Clark for that.
Well,
and
it's interesting.
I really think Ralph Smith's on the fence. So.
Well, I think one of the interesting things to come out of that interview is the sheriff said he believes there could be less votes to overturn the veto than there were that voted for the removal of the Flock cameras.
Sure, and he said the only person he's really talked to about it was Dan Clark. So what? I mean, come on, let's just do a little investigative thinking here. You know,
but no, it's not hard to drill
about that. Again, this is just my opinion. I'm not accusing anybody. This is just, you know, that's what we do.
No, and maybe it is Dan Clark who he believes is going to change his vote. But regardless, and he has the right to do that. If he does change his vote, it's going to be very hard to get to six to overturn the veto.
Right. He has absolute right. I would be interested in hearing his. Since he was a staunch defender, and then he actually put it on the record of how many people had contacted him and what changed his mind and all of that, and then if he does change his vote, I'd be interested in hearing why he changed his vote, and did he get a sudden surge of people that said, no, we want them, and that may be what it is.
Well, but also,
I would respect that absolutely. Well, I respect that from any person.
Well, like I said in the interview with Pam Larkin Monday, and I said it in the interview with the sheriff there. These are two separate votes. Now these votes both have to do with flock cameras, but one vote was to prohibit the use of flock cameras in the city of Marion. What overturning a mayor's veto, what that vote is all about, is overturning his veto of that legislation and the reasoning he's given for it. Now, you might have voted for it the first time and said, okay, I believe they should be removed, but after hearing what the mayor said in his veto, maybe you feel differently. Or maybe you don't want to overturn a mayor's veto. Those are separate issues.
And I would encourage the people to pay attention and form their own opinions and ask questions and come up and ask your council person at large if he changes his votes or any of them. Don't attack him, but, you know, as you say often, the mayor has this right and the council person has this right, and I absolutely agree with you. And the people have the right to wonder why, and the people have the right to come up and question their council people. And I would encourage everybody to engage one another respectfully and gain understanding of both sides of the issue, whether you agree with that person's perspective or not.
And we'll see where we go on Monday night. Thanks for calling.
All right, bud.
All right, again, the phone lines are open here. We've got about 7 minutes left this hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. I think the interview with Sheriff Bales was very interesting and noteworthy this morning, following Mayor Bill Collins' veto of the legislation to prohibit flock cameras in the city of Marion. Yesterday, you know, we waited a long time to find out what the mayor was going to do. I think, what did it end up being? 7-8 days, and we found out what happened, and it was a veto. A lot of people felt that was the way it was going to go from the beginning. Does have a law enforcement background, the mayor, and here we are. Now the question is, are there 6 votes on city council, which is missing a 6th ward council person at this point to overturn this veto? That's where it puts us now. But again, if you have anything to say, now would be the time to say it. 54 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are wide open if there's anything you would like to say in regard to the mayor's veto of the flock camera legislation or the sheriff's interview this morning, Sheriff Matt Bales. And again, we do thank him for coming on. I think it's important to hear from elected officials and people who are involved in all this. I think another point to come out of that interview that is very important is the sheriff said we would have to see what happens on Monday, but not sure at this point if he would remove the cameras, even if there was a veto. Said he'd been talking with some other sheriffs, finding out what the laws are exactly in regard to this. So it could come down to a situation, even if the veto was overturned, in which the sheriff would not remove the cameras at this particular point. And I think what this whole vote did, the vote to prohibit flock cameras in the city of Marion, is it's starting a discussion that apparently has been happening several different places in regard to what can the county sheriff do, what can the city council do, what power do people have, and where does it end? Where does people's authority start and end? Now, we've gotten an awful lot of comments on our social media page since we posted the news of the veto yesterday. And, you know, I looked through those comments, and it's interesting. I mean, there are a lot of people who are definitely against the flock cameras, but there are people who are definitely for keeping the flock cameras and who are for the mayor's veto. So this is not all one way or another, and I think maybe council people will be looking at that, maybe law enforcement will be looking at that. I assume the mayor will be looking at that. I think it's a very interesting conversation, and we certainly are at an interesting point in the road here today. Again, phone lines are open 57 minutes past the hour. If you have something you'd like to say, now would be the time to say it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say on this issue, we would be glad to hear from you. I think it's a very big issue right now. It's something that a lot of people are talking about. It's as I thought it would. It brought about a lot of memes on social media. It brought about a lot of people's opinion. It brought about a lot of statements. But where does that all go as we head into Monday night's city council meeting, 6:30 on the second floor of City Hall? Where does this all end? And what can there be a compromise? You know, the sheriff said he is open to some middle ground, but has not been contacted by any council people, such as Aaron Rollins and Thaddeus Smith, about coming up with a middle ground where it's not all or nothing on the flock cameras. So there's a lot of stuff here at this particular point, a lot of stuff to talk about, and a lot of area to cover as we head into Monday night's city council meeting. And will the veto be brought up Monday night? Will we go there on Monday night? You know, you've got to wonder. People have to count votes here and see what they have. And as I have said, the mayor or the sheriff alluded that there might be fewer votes to overturn the veto than there were to prohibit flock cameras. And that might be a true statement. It's all fascinating as we go on down the road here. We got a break coming up. Want to remind people, Voice of the People with Linda Sims will kick off this morning, 10:15 a.m. until 12 noon. And then we will have Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. on this station. You don't want to miss any of the programming, and I've got a whole nother hour coming up. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to WGH Talk on this rainy Thursday morning, and we'll be back right after this.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you, how do you deal with that?
Well, in the